This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Hearing dates have been set for the Region of Queens water rate hike application. The region's water utility wants to double what it charges its 1,233 customers in Liverpool and Brooklyn. Joanne Vino is the region's director of finance. She told councillors in June that the utility needs to bring revenue in line with costs immediately.
These increases translate to an average annual increase of 106% in the initial year, 3.8 in year two and 2.7 in year three. Over the last several years, the utility has struggled operationally with staffing and treatment plant, and the treatment plant was heavily damaged in July 2023 during a severe thunderstorm that destroyed a large amount of sensitive and expensive instrumentation and equipment at the site.
The Nova Scotia Regulatory and Appeals Board has scheduled a public hearing for Thursday, October 9th at 10:30 a.m. in council chambers on White Point Road. People can speak at the hearing, but they must register with the board by September 17th. Residents can also send written comments to the clerk of the board by email at board@novascotia.ca or by fax at 902-424-3919. The deadline for written submissions is also September 17th. And people can request formal standing as an intervener in the hearing. That allows you to present evidence and cross-examine witnesses. The deadline for applications for intervener status is August 22nd. The region hired consultants G.A. Eisner and Blaine Rooney to prepare its water rate study for the regulatory board. They found that the water utility will rack up a deficit of just over $1 million by the end of 2025-26 if rates don't increase immediately. That shortfall will swell to more than $3 million by the end of 2027-28. The average customer currently pays about $330 a year. If the rate hikes are approved, that will rise to almost $680 annually in the first year and almost $710 after 3 years. Queens Water customers had to endure an almost 9-week boil water order in summer 2023. That was after a lightning strike heavily damaged the water treatment plant. The region gave a one-time 70% discount on water bills after public demand. This time, though, customers likely won't get a break from significant increases to their water bills. The region claimed in a news release in June that its customers pay the lowest rates in Nova Scotia. The new rates would put it in line with the town of Lunenburg, but higher than the town of Bridgewater and the Cape Breton region. Region of Queens Mayor Scott Christian said comparing rates in Queens to other municipalities isn't as straightforward as it seems.
This proposed change to the rate, it brings us into alignment with a lot of like municipalities, a lot of our neighboring municipalities who have water utility systems.
The Regulatory and Appeals Board has the power to set rates as requested, order a lower increase, or an even higher one. That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.